Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. Are you sick of the Game Awards yet? Because let me tell you, I have thoughts. They're not intense thoughts, but I've been thinking about the Game Awards, and specifically, I don't really care about the awards part. We can kind of move on past that. We talked about that a bit on the content mill. No, what I want to talk to you about today in regards to the Game Awards is how it feels kind of boring, the announcements, and not because the announcements aren't exciting. Like, I am excited for Fate of the Old Republic. I am excited for Exodus, presented by Wizards of the Coast. But the thing that I find boring about it is there's just this creeping feeling that, like, this year, more than others maybe, studios are repackaging the things we loved, selling us safe nostalgia because they know it will sell, and instead we're not seeing, you know, exciting new gameplay that's, like, pushing the industry forward. And those games that I just mentioned, Exodus specifically, the new Tomb Raider, which is also the old Tomb Raider, that seems confusing. These games are, they seem similar to what we've had before. So I guess let's break it down a little bit. So Exodus is presented by Wizards of the Coast featuring Matthew McConaughey. Exodus is a game that is, by golly, it's Mass Effect. Everything from just straight up calling out in the trailer that you just need a ship and a good crew. The thing that really got me is the position of the gun on the back and the exact animation of pulling it off and the gun kind of expands. Like, it is 1,000% the Mass Effect you remember with serial numbers filed off. Because there's not going to be a Mass Effect 5, so now Wizards of the Coast is giving it to you. And I feel kind of the same way about Tomb Raider. Like, again, like the trailer for Tomb Raider Catalyst, I think, was just trying its damnedest to remind you, hey, do you remember Tomb Raider? Like, do you remember the old one, though? Not that stuff that Crystal Dynamics did, like the old one, the one that you remember. Like, it was everything from, like, the blue tank top to the obviously gratuitous ass shots, the, like, dual pistols, like, just doing the whole thing. And I know it's supposed to be a combined timeline, but they legit showed that off using the same grappling hook that Lara has in the other remake, which is the Lara Croft and the Atlantis. So we're just kind of retreading a lot of the same stuff. And then, you know, we go to the next one, and we know the least about this from the show, but Fate of the Old Republic. Now, listen, I'm a KOTOR sicko. I love those games. I have not revisited them in a long time. The version of D&D that they're running off of sure blows, and I suspect that I would not have nearly as good of a time now as I did when I had endless amounts of time in my youth. But I remember those games fondly, and I've just been listening to A More Civilized Age, which is a Star Wars podcast presented by Austin Walker, Rob Zachney, Natalie Watson, and Ali Akampura from Friends at the Table. And they've been going through KOTOR. They just finished KOTOR 2, actually. Highly recommend you listen to that because it does the thing where it reminds me of all the things I loved about those games, except I didn't have to play them. So I'm excited for Fall, Fate, FOTOR. I don't remember what it is. But we saw so little of it. It was just a CG trailer. You could barely glean anything from it besides there's a Jedi, you have a party of two friends, I guess, and then that's kind of it. Perhaps you find the Star Forge. I think that's what that was, but, you know, I guess we'll have to, like, Elder Scrolls 6 apart that trailer for the next allegedly 2 to 3 years, according to Casey Hudson. But the thing is that, again, it feels like we are just repackaging up the same thing, like the packaging up nostalgia just to sell it to you in a way that I find kind of disheartening and like a little disingenuous, kind of. Like, especially the Mass Effect one really got me. The Tomb Raider one especially got me, because it's like, hey, do you remember Tomb Raider? She's great. And then the FOTOR and a couple of the other games that were announced, just like, okay, like, yeah, I am excited for almost all of these games. Like, they seem cool and they seem neat, but they're very much doing what they did before. Like, there's not a ton of exciting innovation in AAA game development right now, and I think that that's just like a larger sign of the times, really, like where we are in video games right now, and like specifically where money is in big video games. So you see Exodus, right? Like, Exodus is this huge game. It has Matthew McConaughey because executives like actors, I guess. You have like Wizards of the Coast owning that and basically making another Mass Effect. And if you look at what Wizards of the Coast is doing, they also announced D&D Warlock, I think, with just a CG trailer of like, hey, look, I think it's probably just Exodus, but with a warlock. I don't know. But you look at what they're doing, and it's pretty easy to see that, like, okay, Wizards of the Coast is finally breaking into games in, like, a big way, because what they're seeing is all these fucking Warhammer games are making buttloads of money because they're really well-produced, they're really fun to play, and they fit the niche of, you know, a person who is into those games getting further into them. And then you look at what Wizards is doing, and they've made just like tons of money with the Worlds Beyond stuff, because remember, Wizards owns Magic the Gathering and they own D&D. So all of this stuff is kind of coalescing to this big, big push where they're like, okay, the next place for us to go, like, we made all this money in MTG Arena, the next place for Wizards to go into the future is, why have this giant printing apparatus where we're printing books and printing cards, and instead let's just use video games to print money? And I think that's where they're going. Like, that's why you have Matthew McConaughey in Exodus. That's why that game just looks like fucking Mass Effect, because you want it to be the biggest splash possible. Like, I think as much as I want to compare it to Mass Effect, like, gameplay wise, I think business wise, you look at what Saber Interactive is doing with Warhammer Space Marine 2, I think is, yeah, that's the title. Like, that game, absolutely an incredible video game. Like, I love Space Marine 2. That game has continued to go. Like, it is still out there doing stuff. There's tons of content for it, and people are still playing it. And I think that when you look at what Wizards is doing, what they're kind of positioning their business as, they're trying to do that. And the easiest way to do that is to give people, like, find a gap in the market, namely Mass Effect, the giant fandom for Mass Effect that has gone underserved since Andromeda, possibly since Mass Effect 2, and start feeding them new stuff. Give them a new world to fall into, give them new romances, give them new gear, give them a new world to just simply play around with and be excited about. And that's what Exodus is. And that is what Fall of the Old Republic is. Like, it is going back to these places that have been kind of abandoned, either by the original developers or by the license holders, and, like, revitalizing them for, like, good fan service. And, like, let's hope that Exodus and Fall of the Old Republic and Tomb Raider are good games. But the thing that is kind of shocking to me is how little new stuff is being shown off in those new games. It really just strikes me that we're out here trying to, like, sell you on the same games. And like, the contrast here, right, is that you look at, like, during the Game Awards, like, the games for impact, which, fine. You look at the winners of Game of the Year, like Clair Obscur Expedition 33 is very much a very good, well done retread of something that is like mashing up a whole bunch of different genres and styles and everything to like make something greater than its parts. I'm just really hard pressed to see that happening in big AAA development, because what I'm not seeing, and maybe it's just because they don't trailer well, but I'm not seeing a game like Citizen Sleeper out there. I'm not seeing a game like Consume Me getting highlighted as like this brand new way to experience video games and like feel something. And instead, the, you know, the marching orders for the rest of the industry that, you know, we look at the Game Awards as like, this is where the industry is going. This is, you know, what people are wanting, because that's all people ever talk about. And I'm just kind of bored. Like, it just seems like, yeah, those things are great and exciting, but they also feel empty to me. Like, they seem like, especially when you see a big logo for Wizards of the Coast and like Matthew McConaughey, I just cannot get that out of my head. Like, it just feels like pandering. Like, no matter how good that game looks, I just keep wondering, like, this game is made to make money. And maybe there is like extreme artistic merit in there. Maybe the quest design is really good. Maybe the story is like super impactful. I just find it really hard to believe that that's going to be the case. And like, you know, take this from a guy who has spent a lot of time writing about Avowed and thinking about Avowed, like another game that is in the mold of something that is, you know, old from a corporation that simply just wants to make money. And, you know, I think that game is successful because it breaks out of that mold and is able to actually do something different and say something different. And I'm hopeful that Exodus does that. I'm hopeful that Fall of the Old Republic has some stuff to say about fascism like KOTOR 1 and KOTOR 2 did. But I don't know. I find it troubling, I guess, how much just watching some of the roundups for the Game Awards, and I feel like everything is bigger, everything is slightly more open world, and all of it just really has flavors of stuff that we've seen before. I mean, the thing that I'm not talking about here, because I forgot, if that's where we're at, it's Monday, I forgot, Control Resonant, like, is another one of these games that is, you know, the thing that made Control so powerful and work for me so well was this, like, incredible setting that dealt with really weird and interesting concepts that we don't see displayed like this in video games. And Control 2 comes out, or is announced, and it is a hack and slash in the Manhattan of Inception. And again, like, I see that and say, like, okay, but like, this isn't the Control stuff that I liked the most. And the same with the Lara Croft Tomb Raider game. Like, I loved the Crystal Dynamics Tomb Raider games. I loved them because they were good exploration Metroidvania games, and Lara Croft is a cool character who has some, like, stuff going on, and that it's fun to explore that. I don't like the twin pistol thing. Like, if the Lara Croft games could be, like, single gun, you have to scavenge for bullets, like, survival-ish games, where it's better to, like, craft arrows and sneak up on dudes, and like the body count was 1/100th of what it is in those games, I think that would be ideal for me. And so I see this, and like, I see the Mass Effect stuff in Exodus and say, like, okay, like, that's great. Like, I am one of the 7 people in the world who really liked Andromeda, but like, it's been 10 years since that. I would like to see something else. Like, I want this team who has this great pedigree to show me what else they can do. And like, it can be in the trappings of Mass Effect. Like, that's fine. But the part where it's just like, no, it is so extremely Mass Effect. We're going to hit the crew, which looks a lot like the Andromeda ship. We're going to talk about how, you know, you're out here, alien race. You're going to, you know, overcome this terrible stuff. You're a nobody, and now you're the most powerful, important person in the world. Your biotic powers are purple. They're not blue. And, like, the gun animation. Like, it's such a weird, petty thing to pull out. But, like, flipping the gun off of your shoulder, like Commander Shepard, is, like, the most derivative signaling thing to be like, this is what this game is. And I will be there for it. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I just hoped for more, you know? I just wanted there to be more to that. And maybe there is. Maybe we're, like, still waiting to see what the rest of that game is. But it's coming up pretty soon. And they have not hit you with the, like, here are the companions and their crazy story. And also, you know, I guess maybe you can have, like, existing romances with them before the last mission where you have sex with them. Like, you already know what that game is. And I'm just, like, hoping to be surprised, because I know that the team there is really smart and they can do that. But, you know, it just feels pandering and a little bit boring. And this has gotten away from me in a much more negative way than I wanted it to. But I think that there's a lot of good stuff going on in video games right now. And that's kind of why seeing the big trailers in the Game Awards is kind of, like, boring and a bit of a bummer to me. Is that, like, these are all, like, really cool hype trailers. In the moment, I'm loving them. And then you sit back for a second, you're like, I don't really... I mean, is, like, Dylan Faden with a big Warhammer hovering in the air, hitting a bunch of zombies? Like, is that what I want? Like, do I want... That's not why I liked Control. And then it just kind of, like, pinwheels from there, right? Like, that's not why I like Lara Croft. Like, that wasn't the best part about Mass Effect. Like, the best part of Mass Effect wasn't shooting the probes or driving the Mako either, but it was, like, talking to people and, like, walking around and, like, making big choices. And then, like, if there was, you know, 1/10 the amount of combat, that would be cool too. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really curious how a lot of these games net out, because, like I said, they look cool. They seem interesting. I just want there to be depth, because the indie scene is, like, popping off right now, and, like, they are serving some incredible stuff out there. Like, this year was such a good year for indie games, just like last year was, and I'm seeing AAA development mining the same mines, hoping to, like, scrabble out some money from the dwindling population of gamers, and that sucks. I would like to see more. These people are smart. They're good artists. They can do good stuff. They should do that. All right. what a weird conclusion. I'm headed onto that train. You probably saw the shadow. So we're out of here. Have a good start of your day. Good rest of your day. Good end of your day. And we'll catch you next time. See ya.